Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good buddy Jeffrey Zavar back on the show. Jeff is the Chief Home Officer. He is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a national award the SBA gave him. He's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, and he's our good friend Jeff Zavar. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Thanks for having me back. Thanks for not losing my name along the way.
No, we lost you once, but you're like, you know, like that bad penny. You kept bouncing back, you know.
So
what's going on these days? What you got on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been doing a fair amount of traveling lately, and both traveling, you know, to New York recently, and then for business in general, and as well as doing some family obligations lately.
Yeah.
And one thing that I think people overlook and that I found increasingly valuable is the power of the bag, and really the power of having a bag, a laptop bag for me, ready to go when I leave the door, packed up, so I'm not hunting things down and grabbing all sorts of cables.
Getting organized with all of your stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's a matter of really, you know, you've had kids, and Robbie and I have three. And I remember before our first kid, we were told to have a hospital bag ready to go.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
With pregnancy, unless it's a C-section and it's planned, you really don't know when the time's going to come. Baby says, "Pop, I'm ready to come." And
right.
You're like, "Oh, my gosh."
You get
so
all that ready.
We had that bag packed, you know, with a change of clothes and some personal items.
You know, as you're talking about all that, Jeff, I'm thinking about 20 plus years ago, I used Macintoshes in those days.
Uh-huh.
And you could actually, you may not know this, but you could actually buy a padded carrying case for your Macintosh. This is before laptops. And I may still have it. I owned one. And I can remember going on vacation with my kids. I had my business, and so I was afraid to get very, it was a young business, a new business, and I was afraid to get very far away from the stuff that I needed. And so I literally would drop the Macintosh. Of course, yeah, they weren't very big, as you know,
but
still they were a chunk, and you could literally buy, and it was a cube. It was literally shaped like a cube, and
right.
You zipped off the top. And, you know, and then drop the Mac in, it's all padded and everything, and drop the other stuff beside it, the keyboard, the mouse, and all the other stuff. And you literally, that's how you traveled with your Macintosh.
Yep.
In those days.
Well, I had the same thing for my an Apple IIc, and
yeah.
I had a bag that today would be considered a very large laptop bag, narrow but oversized to hold the 2C, because the 2C was the whole computer,
right.
Except it didn't have the screen. You had this small monitor.
Right.
You have to come up with some other way to travel with. But
I mean, think
then,
about how we used to travel, and
right.
now you could actually travel. I mean, you could make a trip. You and I, if we had to, we could make a trip with our smartphones.
Absolutely.
In our pocket.
Absolutely. Well, the distinction about a smartphone, though, traveling with a smartphone, is are you going to run your business or are you just going to
stay connected,
you know, respond?
Right.
And just
no, that's but that's what I mean. I mean, if you, right. you could take a trip. There are certain trips that you could take like that. And then there are trips you could take with an iPad, which is just,
right.
you know, not much bigger, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And then they're the ones, you know, when I go off on the road, most of the time I've got my laptop with me. In a lap
right.
case, like you were talking about earlier.
And there's still that debate of what you bring with you, what you need to bring with you, what's the sort of minimum mandatory, as they used to say in criminal justice parlance, what's the minimum mandatory that you need to bring with you when you hit the road, And is it, can you get away with your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your HTC, whatever? Or do you need that laptop? Do you need something more? And without getting into whole debate of data, you know, it's all available. It's all out there. It's all ready. And
well,
you just decide along the way before you leave.
And you make a good point. Now, you and I are professional travelers. I mean, I'm on the road, you know, several times a month. And so, I'm like you said earlier, I have multiple bags that I use for different requirements, whether I'm,
right.
You know, of course I take the show on the road and so am I interviewing somebody face to face or am I interviewing, is everybody remote whenever I'm traveling?
Right.
So that's different equipment. So those bags are sitting there ready to go, but we're pros at this. If you're running a small business on Main Street and you travel a couple of times a year, you know, then you don't have to have the same gear that we do, but I think your point is excellent, one that you still need to have. I mean, because it's not that expensive to have your chargers, your whatever you need in a bag, where basically all you do is you drop an iPad or your laptop in, and you don't disrupt your office equipment.
Right. Well, the key is to you know, two things. First is know what you need. And then secondly, often it's to buy redundant equipment if necessary,
yeah,
to keep in there.
For example, when I hit the road,
I used to have two BlackBerry chargers. One broke along the way. Now I only have one that stays in my house. Yesterday I left the house and I had my laptop bag, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I'm going to be gone all day. Probably be surfing the net on the BlackBerry. I'm going to be, you know, talking on the phone a lot. It's close to 2 years old, so the battery doesn't have the life that it once did. So short of keeping a separate battery charged in there, I used to have a separate charger.
I went off. I left for an important meeting to make an important presentation once a few years ago and didn't take my charger with me. Had to go buy one.
Right.
Thank God
I
could, but I had to search around at the last minute, you know, and was all hectic and getting all that done. So I completely agree with you. When you buy, if you buy a laptop, folks, buy an extra charger.
Right.
It's
the transformer on.
While you're doing it, buy an extra one.
Well, it's especially important for many people, and maybe like yourself, who use their laptop with a docking station. So it is
all
their only computer.
I haven't had a desktop computer in years. You know what I mean? A regular cube. I haven't had one of those in years. I only use a docking station and a monitor.
Exactly.
And
so
mouse.
You're able to just. But who wants to wrap up that transformer, that charger every time? You know, because it's simple enough to unplug the laptop, but you don't want to have to unplug and all the wires.
So, folks, the bottom line is, if you never know when you're going to be traveling. You've got to be moving around more and more. And your world, I don't care who you are, what you do, your world is going to become more mobile. And you're going to have more mobile options and maybe more mobile requirements. So think about that as you're get prepared, be ready. It's not that expensive. It's awfully handy. I can tell you that right now. Jeff Sabar is at the Chief Home Officer. That's chiefhomeofficer.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.